Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 33. I love ear training.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 33. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Brendan Lowe, and I am your host of the Jazz Piano School Podcast. In this episode, I am going over the beginning principles of ear training. All right, everyone wants to know about ear training because they hear, like, ear training's good. Like, why? I should know ear training, right? Well, yes, you should, but there's certain ways to go about doing it. And for people who may not know how to read music, this is going to be extremely helpful, but it's a long process, okay? I'm not going to lie to you. Ear training is a very, very long and strenuous process, and it needs to be done daily and focused in order to get better at it. Now, this will allow you to obviously hear movements, progressions. It'll be able to allow you to hear improvise lines better. It'll allow you to transcribe easier. If you're transcribing solos, you're at that point. But not many people really know how to really work on ear training. Like, how do I improve my ear? Okay, so this is the first initial steps that you are going to want to take to start your ear training progression. All right, and I really believe in ear training. I went through ear training all in college. I had a great professor by the name of Armin Danilian. And he was just a master at ear training. I'm so thankful I had him. He was disciplined and critical, which was great. And at the same time, it was just extremely helpful because now I can, you know, it's great. On gigs, I can hear the bass player movements, the progressions. I'm so much more aware of what's going on around me because of all the ear training work I did. All right? So here we go. What do you do first when you do ear training? Well, we need to start with intervals. Intervals are the basis to ear training, okay? And not specifically, a lot of people think like ear training is gonna be, okay, what note did I just play? You don't really need to know that. You need to know in relation to a tonal center. So if we're in the key of C, here is C. Now if I play this, sorry, I just... I played two notes at once. That's going to be pretty difficult, right? Whole step. We'll get into that later. But if I play C, okay, what interval would that be? Now, if you can hear both those notes separately, and then you might be able to tell me, well, that's a fourth. Okay? And when you can hear those types of movements, then you can hear if the bass player goes... You can start to know those progressions. 1, 4, 3, 6, right? So what we want to do is learn our intervals first, and that's what I'm going to be going over in this episode. Now, ear training requires singing. We want to be able to sing. If we can sing something, then we can play it, okay? If we can hear it, but we can't sing it, then we can't really hear it. We don't really know what it is. If we can sing it perfectly, then we can play it perfectly because we can continue to sing it and play it as we're singing it. So please excuse my singing in this episode because I'm not the greatest of singers, okay? But I'm going to be doing it to show you how to work on this. So let's start with the key of C. Here is our C major scale. We want to pick out all of the intervals within a C major scale. Here's our first step. Now C is our root. Now the first interval we have, I'm just going to do diatonic intervals for now because I don't want to go through all of them, like all your minor seconds, minor thirds, right? Tritone. I'm just going to go through the diatonic intervals for now and show you how you can apply this principle. So our first interval is a second. Okay? So we have C going to D. So what you want to do is play your tonal center and then sing it. Da. Da, and see if you can get your pitch right on. Da. Okay? Then sing your neck, the interval that you're working on. So in this case, it's D. This is a major second. da, da. Play your first note again. Sing it. Da, da. And then try and sing it without the piano. Da, da. Da, da. All right, so now I've just sung that interval, and that's a major second. So my ear is starting to hear that, and I'm singing it. I'm confirming that my ear can hear it by the, I'm singing it. Now if I go like this, and I go, da, da, that's not, I'm not on pitch, right? So you want to make sure you're singing the exact same notes. Now it's hard, like how do you know if you're singing the notes? Well, if you play your note, this is, da, and it sounds off. Like if I sing, da, you know, that probably sounds terrible, right? Hopefully you can hear that. That sounds terrible. You want to focus your pitch right in the middle of the note and sing it perfectly back. Da. Okay? So the next thing we need to do is create a trigger, like a memory that's going to remind us of this interval. Now, you want to create a sheet for yourself. And maybe I'll put a sheet, a worksheet that you guys can download on the website under this episode, jazzpianoschool.com/podcast/episode33. And you can download this interval worksheet and then write in the memories, your triggers to remember that. So what do I mean by that? The way I remember an interval of a major second is by a scale. So all major scales start off with a major interval of a major second. Da, 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 right? Do, re, mi. And I also think of the sound of music. Do, right? Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la. So when they do the first step in that scale, do, re, that is a major second. And so that is the way I remember a major second going up. Now, we also need to create triggers to help us remember the sound of an interval going down. And I use the same one, do, re, because it's so close, I can just hear it going down. Re, do, di, da, di, da, 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 da. So I use that to hear a step of a major second, okay? Now what you wanna do is you want to find, whether it's a TV show, a game show, and you'll start to see the pitches I use, a tune, any sort of tune that starts off with a major second. You want to find what comes to mind when you hear that interval. So you can use the same ones as I do, but they want to trigger a response like, oh yeah, I know that tune like crazy. Like this, I know this tune like the back of my hand. It starts off with this interval. And so you can hear it and know it in your ear because you can sing it. You know that tune so well. And so let me show you another example of this. Let's go to our major third. Okay, so again, we sing our root. Da, 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 da. Okay? And so after we've sung both notes, then you know, we want to continue practicing. Like, as long as you practice to the point where you can sing both notes, da, 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 and then sing it without the piano to help you, then think of your tune for that major third going up. Okay? And so whatever you come up with to help you with that, then that's what you want to use. Now, in my case, I haven't actually done this in a while, but in my case, what I use is just a major triad going up, like a C major triad, because I know what that sounds like. Da, 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 da. Okay? If you can think of a tune, that's a little bit better, because you may know that tune well, any tune you know super well. I also, like, I like to use intervals. You should think of something going up and down, like a different tune. But if you want to use the same one, you can, but you might get confused. But like for instance, a major third going down, dee-da, I use the piece If I Were a Bell, because it starts with a major third going down. So that first interval in the tune is a major third going down. So I use that for both going up and going down. Dee da, I just flip it. Da da. So I can hear it going up and down, but when you're first starting out, I would choose a separate tune for both. Okay, so choose a trigger point for going up, whatever tune that may be, and choose a trigger point for the major third going down as well. Okay, then we just keep going up diatonically. Here's our fourth. Okay, now the one I use for this, I sing the note, da, da. Now, da, the one I use for this, ready? Here comes the bride, right? Da, 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 da. So for my major fourth going up, I use the tune Here Comes the Bride because that's the first in a row of Here Comes the Bride. Da, 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 da. And that allows me to know that that fourth is a fourth, right? Now fifth. Da, da. Again, play the note, da, and then sing, play the next note, da, and then try and sing it without the piano. Da, da. Sorry, one step I forgot too, is that once you've gone through, all the notes, play just the C, and then C, I guess we'll get to the step, see if you can sing the intervals off the C. So like I'd play a C and then sing a major second up. Da, da. And see if you can just sing that interval. Da, so there's a major third. Da, da, da. And then play it, see if you're on pitch. Da, da. Okay, so let me see. Now, major fifth up, I use, what do I use? My favorite things. Da, 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 da. A lot of Sound of Music references in this episode. That's how I remember my fifth. So the first interval is a major fifth going up. Da, da, da. And that's how I hear a fifth. Okay, I think of the Sound of Music, or My Favorite Things, rather. Next interval we have is a major sixth. Okay, da, da. It's getting a little high for my register here. Now the interval that I use for this is the ABC theme song. Right, you guys remember that? Wait, ABC or NBC? NBC, I think it's NBC. I don't watch too much TV, but. Right, you guys remember that with the dings? Da, da, da. That's how I hear my major sixth interval. Okay, major seventh. Major seventh. Actually, I'm having a hard time remembering what I use for this. I think for major seventh, what I did is just hear the resolution into the one because it's half step below the one. And then up to one, but there was a piece I had to write down all of them. I just don't remember them right now, but I would recommend writing something down for each and every one of your intervals. Let me see if I can remember this one. I honestly, guys, sorry, I don't even remember the tune I used for this, but if you can think of one, put it in the comments below. Actually, why don't you guys put your, in this episode, if you can put your comments below for intervals or like creative tunes that you know that people might know, that'd be extremely helpful. I would love to check that out. If anyone has a good one for a major seventh, please let me know because I can't think of any right now. And then octave, right? We have an octave, which is the same thing. Then we want to do the same thing coming down, okay, for our intervals. So we start with a major second going down, major third going down, major fourth going down, fifth. Okay, and come up with all the intervals. Then, after you've done that, the last step is you want to sing it, sing all the intervals without a piano. Woo! Difficult, right? So play your key center. Da, da. Okay, there's my major second. You can always play, your C or your tonal center to get that pitch if you need it again. Da. Now here's my major third. I'm thinking if I were a bell. Da, da. No, that's the fourth. Da, da. There we go. So I was a little off. Okay. da 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 da. I can think of there. I was thinking of major triad. Da 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 da. Here comes the bride. My favorite things. Da 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 da. Okay, NBC. Da da da. This is getting really high for me. My major seventh. I think of my resolution going into the root. Da da. So I'm hearing da da da. I can't sing that high. And then my octave. Da da. Okay, I need to use falsetto there. So I should have done this in another key. Lower key for me. So you practice singing all your intervals off the tonal center, and then you do the same thing down. So major second down. Da 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 da. Da, da. Okay, octave. So now we're beginning to train our ear to hear these certain intervals so that when we're playing, we can hear the intervals. And this is especially helpful for transcriptions, for soloing, just everything in jazz. And we'll get into different ear training techniques in future podcast episodes on chords and extensions and voicings and blues scales and stuff like that and improvising. But for now, that's the perfect step to start building your foundation, and I would practice that in different keys off a different tonal center. All right, so I hope that helps, guys. Start your ear training journey off on the right foot. And again, if you have any questions, and if you guys could leave your comments for the different intervals that you've come up with, that would be awesome. I love to hear the tunes and things like that that you associate each interval with to help you remember what the interval sounds like. Thanks so much for listening, guys. If you could leave a 5-star review, I'd really, really appreciate it. Again, my goal is to try to get to 100. I think we're sitting about 53 right now. So we're a little over halfway there. I'd love to get to 100 with your help. So please help the podcast out, and I'd really appreciate it. Thanks so much for listening, and happy practicing.